Dear friends, thank you for joining us this evening for one more Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Today, our topic is imagination and willpower. And it is necessary that we learn to develop our creative imagination because our creative imagination is a fluid agent. There is a big difference between what is fantasy and what is creative imagination. I guess that everyone would be able to understand what fantasy is, perhaps very simplistic. Because when it comes to fantasy, these are all puzzles that we create in the mind, and they are all tinted with our own desires. In many cases, with our own fears, just like with our judgments, and with criticisms and comparisons. When we speak of creative imagination, we speak about the ability of making use of this particular fluid agent. And this fluid agent is sourced out of our own creative power. So if we're playing with fantasy, we are simply wasting of our creative power. If we are daydreaming about ambitions, or if we happen to be daydreaming because of conditions that have to do with envy or even our own laziness, that means that we are burning unnecessarily our creative power. And if we are making use of creative imagination, then that means that we are putting our creative power to use in a way that is superior in nature. And we can use of this creative imagination so that we can see the transmutation of our creative energies, so that we can see around us the circle of protection when we chant the mantra Helion Melion Tetragrammaton, so that we can see a loved one who is out in the distance. Because you see, creative imagination is the same thing as clairvoyance. And everyone is more or less clairvoyant, just as we are all more or less imaginative. So what we want to do is to integrate ourselves better with this thing that is known as the universal mind. You know, in the Hermetic tradition, as we receive the seven principles of manifestation, the first Hermetic principle is the principle of mentalism. And it says that all is mind and that the universe is mental. Now, we cannot allow ourselves to take that literally and to think that we are just part of the mind of God in the same way that we tend to see so many other things as part of our mind. As if all this were just a very fragile and volatile thought that is eventually going to dissipate. And like in our own consideration, well, of course, as we believe inconsequential, certainly not. When we speak about the universal mind, we speak about a cosmic substance. Because it so happens that there are seven elements in creation. The first four, they are all very well known by each and every one of us, because we know about the elements of earth and water, air and fire. Those of you who have been participating of our pre-chamber lectures and in our intermediate levels, we already know that these four elements emanate from a fifth one, the fifth one being the ether, and that the manifestation of all of these elements happens because of different vibrations or perhaps condensations of the ether. All of these vibrations are known as tattvas. But we also know that based on the cosmic law of the Epta Paraparshinok, which is the law of the cosmic seven, that law that brings harmony and organization into creation, well, just like there are seven main chakras, just as there are seven musical notes, there are also seven elements. And beyond the earth and the water, the air and the fire, beyond the ether, there is the astral light. And beyond the astral light is the source of everything that exists, which is indeed the cosmic mind. So this is why we want to make the right usage of our creative imagination. Because with our imagination, we can lead to creation. But this cycle of creation certainly has to be understood. Because when we speak about mental actions, it is likely that at some point in our lives we have been dealing with positive affirmations. And if you have tried that, well, you perhaps can attest that they have been of very little effectiveness. But the reason behind that needs to be comprehended. Imagine for a second that as you are putting forth a positive affirmation, that positive affirmation can be visualized as if you were pulling on a rope specifically in one direction. Now that you pulling on that rope, it could be considered one of your positive creative values. But we know that we are, among other things, just a legion of inhumane aspects, because in us, we have anger and we have resentment, just like we have laziness and gluttony, and like we have envy. So if we combine a few of those positive values that exist in us, and we all grab the same rope, then we can certainly pull things in one direction a lot faster. But when it comes to our mental action, we use these positive affirmations and they do not seem to work simply because we have many of our psychological aggregates in our subconsciousness and in our infraconsciousness that are pulling and tugging in a different direction. So maybe you're waking up in the morning thinking, today is going to be a great day, and I am going to be happy, and I am going to be successful. And there are aspects of you that you may not be immediately aware of, because they may exist, again, within your subconscious or within your infraconscious mind. And as you are saying, today is going to be a great day, perhaps there are aspects of your psyche that are also saying, I don't deserve to enjoy a good day. And as you are tugging on that rope from one direction, those aspects of pride that see us as non-deserving, they may be pulling in the opposite direction, and then nothing happens. Maybe you increase the intention behind your positive affirmations, and you say, today I'm going to be successful, and I want to win that lottery, etc., etc. And as you're thinking that, not only aspects of non-deservance, but also other aspects of you being afraid, of you being doubtful, you being unsure, all of these that are different psychological aggregates, they grab that rope on the other side and they pull against you. And thus, we have known of many people who have created their dream boards and they have posted many sticky notes in their walls talking about the millions of dollars that they would like to earn because they saw something about that, about some law of attraction somewhere, and yet nothing happens. So you see, when it comes into the mental action, not only we need to work into observing what is happening within our realms of the mind, we need to make of our mind a fine and delicate instrument at the service of our innermost. And we certainly have to do this, because there have been many options offered to humanity on how to improve their mind, their memory, their thinking, their habits, their abilities. We can find hundreds, if perhaps not thousands, of self-hypnosis seminars and trainings and videos for people to change at a deeper level. But yet these things, they have very little profound impact. They usually end up collaborating into what are known as mental epidemics. Because these mental epidemics, if you imagine that we are all swimming in this vast ocean of the cosmic mind, if we pollute those waters with our own hatreds, with our own criticisms, with our animal passions and our lustfulness, with our intolerance and our impatience, with our arrogance, then we can imagine that those waters will not be pure. They will not be crystalline. And as we come around others who may be also full of hatred, who may be always criticizing, all of these mental vibrations affect all of us very profoundly. And they certainly do, because when it comes to the flow of all creations, everything starts with a willful impulse. And once that impulse manifests, there is then a mental formation. That willful impulse, it could be positive and constructive. It could also be very inferior and very destructive. And the mental formations that will come from that will be formed in accordance to the quality of that willful impulse. And once those mental formations exist, everything has to be adorned with emotion. So it is expected, and we should anticipate, that inferior mental formations become adorned with inferior emotions. And as the emotions manifest, and everything comes down into the plane of substance, we inject of our own vitality into those creations, and ultimately we crystallize them here in what is known as the philosophical earth. You all know this to be very true, because every time that you have decided to make something to eat, you have put to use that very same cycle of action. You see, this is the very same cycle of creation that the architect will employ, the same cycle of creation that an engineer will use, a teacher, an artist. There would be an impulse that is willful in nature, and they will see that creation within the realm of the mind. They will adorn it with emotion, apply of their vitality, and ultimately, that creation will manifest here in a way that is very tangible. So we must be very careful with our thoughts, and we must also be very selective on what we give our mind to. Because every impression that we allow to come into us, every impression that we do not filter with our consciousness, and every impression that we do not transform, will eventually become nourishment to the mind. And if what we feed the mind is of very poor quality, then we cannot be surprised to see so many of us in desperation, in suffering, in depression, in doubt, in uncertainty, etc. So mental hygiene is of vital importance. And if you have a need for help with things that have to do with the creative imagination, we invite you to invoke of the help of Archangel Uriel. Archangel Uriel being the archetype or the soul of Venus. Venus that has to do with everything, affinity, and love. He and his hierarchies of angels will always be available to help you. So if you need some help on maintaining good mental hygiene, if you need some help bringing some additional strength into your mental actions, invoke of the help of Archangel Uriel and ask of this powerful archangel who has influence of all things, love and affinity, to give you help on this. And they certainly will. So today, we are going to put a little bit of use of our creative imagination, and we are going to use our creative imagination for the purpose of unfolding consciously in our astral body. There are many keys that Samael has given us. For those of you who have been keeping record, there are in excess of 25 or 30 different keys that we can use to unfold consciously in our astral body. And as you have been participating on many of our lectures, you have come across one of those keys that is known as reliving or remembering the dream. It is likely that you have already experienced this, that a moment in which you have awakened in the morning, as you have woken up, you have brought into your mind the very last images of your dream, and you have been able to connect back into that stream of dream, and you have gone back into that place and continued with your dream. That has happened, dear friend, because of your use of your clairvoyance, of your objective imagination. So today in our practice, we will use our objective imagination and we will invite you to look with the eye of your mind at a place that you know very well. That could be the home of your parents if they live far away from you. It could be in a forest on a place where you find particular internal joy in being there. It could be at some other country. It could be anywhere of your choosing. What is important is that you use your creative imagination to get there. And as you are vividly seeing this place in the eye of your mind, as you are looking with utmost attention to every detail that you can possibly extract from those memories that you have carry of it, lull yourself to sleep. And as you are allowing your body to fall into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation, what will happen is that the first images of the dream that will start showing will be intimately associated to that well-known place of yours. And at the time that you start seeing those images, we ask that you do this literally and that you do not do this mentally, so that you stand up. As you are resting in your bed and you start seeing those images of the dream, that you literally sit up and that you stand up. Feel yourself being light as a feather. Feel yourself being vaporous. And with that, without questioning, without any doubt, but putting to use the force of your faith, stand up and leave your physical body behind. Because after all, you do this every night. What we are doing here is that we are unfolding consciously rather than mechanically, as we do day in and day out. As you leave your body behind, see yourself there. And dear friends, as a result, you will notice that you will unfold and your soul will be transported into that location. So for our practice in this evening, we invite you that you feel free to cover your computer screen so that you are not distracted by the blue light of your monitor. As you do that, lay back on the floor, on your bed, on the carpet, perhaps on your yoga mat. Align your head with the magnetic north and allow those gentle currents of the earth to flow through you. And as you are on your back, it is up to you if you would like to assume the posture of the corpse, which means that you will bring your heels together. You will allow your feet to relax and to open side to side. And you allow your arms to be extended alongside of your body. You may also choose to spread your legs from side to side and open your arms from side to side as well and create the figure of a five-pointed star. Samael says that this is a very, very favorable posture for these exercises because the five-pointed star is a flaming star. And the tenebrous ones flee before the flaming star. So now that we are in this posture, let's go ahead and close our eyes. We take a deep breath in 1, 2. One, two. 1, 2. And relax your body and allow your body to sink gently into the mat, into the mattress, onto your carpet. We will breathe in through our nose, and we will exhale out our nose as well. Feel the gentle motion of your chest as it rises and drops with every inhalation and every exhalation. To help us with this exercise, let's start by using our creative imagination to see us surrounded or enclosed by a circle of light. This will be a circle of blue light that extends from around you all the way up into the infinite heavens. And to help materialize this circle of protection, we will chant the mantra, Krim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopihana Vaya Vaya Swaha. Krim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopihana Vaya Vaya Swaha. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopihana Vaya Vaya Swaha. When we chant this powerful word of power, which is made of five distinct words, we are invoking in us the powerful Tetragrammaton, that flaming star. And it becomes an element of protection. It helps keep us better safeguarded from all of those inferior mental vibrations that exist around us, so that when we are dealing with them, that we then focus on dealing with our own. And then we will invoke of our innermost by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, we ask of you and we beg of your powerful assistance. Give us the opportunity to unfold consciously in our astral body. We beg that you give us the opportunity to put to use our creative imagination. Allow us to return into our physicality with the vivid experience in the astral plane and allow that experience to feed our consciousness so that we can awaken the longing for this particular work and love the work for the work itself. We ask of this in your holy name. Amen. So be it. So be it. Let's relax the physical body. And for this practice, we will use the practice of the gnomes. So let's start by imagining and using our creative imagination to see that our physical body is populated by an infinite amount of little gnomes. And allow those gnomes to walk out of your feet. And as they walk out the soles of your feet, they take with them any tension, any worries, any preoccupations, any stress that we may be carrying within our physicality. And as we start seeing them walk out the soles of our feet, we immediately feel a very deep relaxation in our heels, our ankles, our calves, all the way up to our knees. We continue observing them as they walk out of our body, and we feel that relaxation extending from our knees, our thighs, our glutes, and our creative organs. And we feel the subtle vibration that happens in the physical body with the arrival of that deep state of relaxation. And we receive it with gratefulness, without identifying with it. We continue to breathe in through our nose, out through our nose. And as those little gnomes continue walking out of our body, through the soles of our feet, we feel that relaxation permeating in every one of our internal organs, our intestines, our pancreas, our stomach, our liver, our spleen. We use our creative imagination to see that there are no restrictions and that there is perfect flow through the elements of our lymphatic system. And as we feel that relaxation reaching our stomach, we allow it to continue spreading into our heart and into our lungs. And every exhalation becomes so much more profound. We continue breathing in through our nose and out through our nose. And as we continue seeing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, we feel all of that relaxation reaching our shoulders and cascading down our arms into our elbows, our wrists, our arms, our hands and our fingers, and out the tips of our fingers. And we express our gratitude for this deep state of relaxation, knowing that this is what should be our natural state. Whether we are experiencing moments of happiness and joy, or whether we are going through the difficult tests in life, this is the way that we should always be. Because when our physicality is calm, when our mind is calm, when our emotions are serene, it is then that we can truly listen the guidance and the voice of our being. We continue breathing in through our nose, out through our nose. And as we continue to see these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, we feel that relaxation extending up our neck. And we feel the relaxation in the muscles of our jaw. We relax our lips, our tongue. We relax the muscles of our face, our eyes, our eyelids. We let go of that frown and we relax the muscles in our forehead. And just like that, we allow of that relaxation to expand itself throughout and along our scalp, all the way up to the crown of our head. Experience and remember this state, and we receive it with gratitude and with gratefulness. And in this deep state of relaxation, we will then use our creative imagination to see ourselves in that well-known place for us. It is perfectly fine if you see yourself in an archaeological zone, if you see yourself as a bystander next to the Great Pyramids and the Sphinx in Egypt. It is also fine if you choose to see yourself in a very special place, a location in which you experience great joy with your family, with your parents, with your children. And because the mind will always try to bring comparisons and create obstacles, we will chant the mantra so that we can continue moving forth with this exercise, calming the mind. As we chant it here, you can chant it mentally so that you do not bring not even a little bit of tension into your physicality. The mantra is Om Mani Padme Hum, and we pronounce it Om Masi Padme Hum. This mantra means, O God in me. And we will use this mantra to further the relaxation of the physical body, to maintain the serenity at the level of our emotions, and to keep our mind calm so that we can make use of our creative power exclusively for our creative imagination, so that we can see ourselves there in that known place. Om Masi Padme Hum.
Padme Hum. Namasi Padme Yom. Om Masi Padme Yom. Padme Yom. Namasi Padme Yom. Om Masi Padme Yom.
Divine Father, Father of mine, we ask of you with our soul and our heart that you invoke the powerful assistance of Archangel Uriel and his hosts of angels. Uriel, 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 we're here humbly at your presence, asking for your assistance. Help us develop our creative imagination. Help us achieve the right state of mental health. Help us so that we can always start creative mental action. And give us the strength that is necessary so that we can live our lives in good mental hygiene for ourselves and all those around us. We give you infinite thanks for the help that you provide us. And we ask that this happens according to the will of the great law.
Om Masi Padme Yom. Om Masi
Use of your willpower and your creative imagination to see yourself there. And as you start noticing the transition between the vigil state and the sleep state, get up. Feel yourself light as a feather. unfold, and your soul will be transported into that location.
Om Asi Padme Yom. Si Padme Yom.
Continue with the exercise. And may all beings be happy.
Om Masi Padme Yom. Si Padme Yom. Om Masi.